Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders, which is usually every other Tuesday. Be'ezus Hashem, today happens to be Wednesday, and it's been 3 weeks since the last year, but we still like to keep it as every other Tuesday. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Be'ezus Hashem be joining this year. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, and his family is a schus for his family, the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. We also have some exciting news that now the Life and Torah of our leaders are available on the platform called 24/6. A shout out to one of our avid listeners, Levi Yitzchak Halevi Fertel, whose bar mitzvah was a couple weeks ago. I was not there, Mazel Tov. I was at Shabbat Shavuot Brachos for my son. So Mazel Tov and his bar mitzvah to him and his family, his father and his mother, close friends of ours. And he sent me a request through his father. Are we available on 24/6? 24/6 is a very used platform for listening to music and podcasts. And so I was able to contact them and was approved to be on 24/6. So now they're all the shurim up there. All 160 and change shurim are up there on 24/6 under the podcast page. You could search for my name. You could search for the Life and Torah of our leaders. And all the shurim are Be'ez Hashem now available there. So thank you to him and Be'ez Hashem. We hope we'll get many new listeners and fans to these shurim. So the last year, which was 3 weeks ago, we spoke about Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, the author of the Halachos Ketanos. And now we are going to talk about his son, the Maram Chagiz, Rabbi Moshe Chagiz, the author of the Mishnas Chachamim that we've already quoted from numerous times in past shiurim. One of the reasons the shiur is on Wednesday instead of Tuesday is because I could not find a good, comprehensive biography of Rabbi Moshe Chagiz. There were a lot of pieces and parts. He gets a lot of bad rap because, as we'll see, because of his Shabbosai Tzvi and other types of issues that he was involved in. And I don't think people really recognize the godless of who he was. So it took a lot of research. And Be'ez Hashem, we're hoping that it'll be a very gishmak ashir and a schus for us to learn about Rabbi Moshe Chagiz. So Rabbi Moshe Chagiz was born in Yerushalayim. His father, as we know, is Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, the author of the Halachos Ketanos. Rabbi Yaakov was married in his second marriage to Miriam, the daughter of Harav Hamogen, Rabbi Moshe Galanti, the Maram Galanti, in Yerushalayim. And he was born Be'erech around the year, they all say Tav Lamed Beis, which is 1672. Now, in the Hakdama to Halachos Ketanos, Rabbi Moshe Chagiz writes, "Hare ani kaven shloishim shana. I'm about 30 years old. Samuch afal pei sheina nira," which sounds to me like he's close, but not mamish 30. Now he wrote that in the year Miyitain. Yitain is gematria Tav Samuch. So in Tav Samuch, which is 1700, he writes that I'm about 30 years old. So some want to say it's actually 1670 he was born, but it says Samach Al Pishen Anira. Somehow they got the number 1672. Maybe there's other reasons why they got that number. But as we'll see, he wasn't so exact in his numbers, as we'll see in a moment. In Mailach of Gimel of Mishnas Chachamim, and we quoted this once before, when he talks about his father, Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, V'mayoysi b'avaynoysi lo zachisi lilmen mimenu, I wasn't zeicha to learn from him, kiniachisi ben shalashanim, because he left me, he was nifter when I was 3 years old. Now, in the Hakdama to Korban Chagiga, from his Zayda, the Maram Galanti that he printed, says Rabbi Moshe Chagiz, V'yan gidleini ka'aves ben, my grandfather raised me like a father to a son, l'minayoy masher adoyni obizal, b'avaynesai azvani, from the day my father, because of my averus, left me, was nifter, ben shteish on him. So there he says he was 2 years old. Mishnah's Chachamim says 3 years old. See, now maybe he was 2.5. So you see, the ages are not very exact. He says, I was zeicha to serve and to learn from my grandfather, Maram Galanti. Now, in Halachos Ketanos Siman Dalid, there's a shail over there about B'nai Chutz Laretz, who are in Eretz Yisrael, do they keep Yontif Sheni or not? So it says, Omer HaMeniach. HaMeniach stands for HaMelaket Moshe Ben Yaakov Chagiz. So that's the Hagois that the Maram Chagiz wrote in his father's Sefer, the Halachas Ketanas. He says, V'ata Dalecha, you should know, Ki Zechroini, I remember, B'yosi Tinuk Murkav Al Ksefo Yishol Moiri Arav Hamor HaGodom Mar Zekein Arav HaMufla Merein Rav Moshe Galanti Zal. I remember when I was a child being carried on the shoulders of my grandfather Moshe Galanti. Nisarchu Advar Men Gedoli Hador Al Dover Zeh. This Shaila was spoken about by the Gedoli Hador. V'hu Zal HaYachaych El HaChmer. And my grandfather, he was machmer that, or he wanted to be machmer that he should have to keep 2 days b'nei chutz laaretz in Eretz Yisrael. You can look over there in Siman Dalet and Arichos about this shaila. Now, besides that, his grandfather was his rebbe. Like I said before, he was Lotzuk Mayim al Yodov. The Chidon Shem Gedolim writes Talmud Shomerein Arav Mahara Yitzchaki Bal Tshuva Zer Avram, that it was a Talmud of Rabbi Avram Yitzchaki. Rabbi Avram Yitzchaki is the author of Tshuva Zer Avram. He was a Talmud of the Maran Galanti and Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz. He was a Talmud of them. And Rabbi Moshe was a Talmud of Rabbi Avram Yitzchaki. In Halachas Ketana Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, when it's talking about over there, about people who are makbid not to eat rice on Pesach, and the question was, let's say Shvi Shal Pesach is Chal on Erev Shabbos, so that's the last day for Eretz Yisrael Dika people. So on Shabbos, they can eat chametz, right? It's not Pesach anymore. And they want to know, so they're not going to have chametz, because you can't cook chametz for Shabbos. But rice, what about rice? Rice is only a chumrah. Are they allowed to cook on Shvi Shal Pesach Shechol Liyos Be'erev Shabbos L'tzorech Shabbos? The Halachas Ketanos, the Rabbi Yaakov said it's Aser. And over there again it says, Amr HaMeniach, says the Malakit Moshe Ben Yaakov Chagiz. Kayoitze Ben Istapku, there was a similar Shaila, Bizmani Be'er HaKadosh. There was a similar Shaila in my days in Yerushalayim. Im Hoya LePesach, Im Ches LePesach Levnei Chutz Laaretz, and Achron Shal Pesach for Bnei Chutz Laaretz. So Bnei Chutz Laaretz are keeping extra day of Pesach. If Echad from Eretz Yisrael is allowed to cook a lot of or make a lot of chametz on that day, for him it's Isru Chag, but he wants to be able to immediately after Yontif feed it to the guests who are from Chutz Laaretz. So is he allowed to dafka cook chametz on Shemini Shal Pesach of the Bnei Chutz Laaretz? He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he could cook for himself. But he could do it for. Could he do it with the kavana to feed them immediately? Matzah Yontif. Uzachroini. He says, I remember. Shemayir Harav Amuvuk Marein Rav Avram Yitzchaki Hayamina Machmirim. That my Rebbe Rav Avram Yitzchaki from those who were machmir. So it's a similar shaila to the Iris case on Shvi Shal Pesach. Now, in the Akdama to Halachas Ketanas, he writes of Avonosai. And because of my Averis, when my grandfather was 68 years old, Allah Lamarim, he was Nifter, Ba'achle Shvat, and Chof Aleph Shvat, Hey Tuf Memtes, in the year 1689, or Leil Ashishi, on a Thursday night, Beseder, Vel Moshe Omar Leil Hashem, to the parsha of Vel Moshe Omar Leil Hashem, Moshe went up to, Rav Moshe Galanti went up and was Nifter. Now, so his grandfather was Nifter in 1689. So assuming he was born in 1672, he was all of 18 years old. He was young when his grandfather, who raised him and who was Rebbe, was Nifter. Now he says, in Halachas Ketanas, Simon Kuf Gimel, Omer HaMeniach, V'zoichar Ani, I remember, Shnas Hei Tov Memtes, Achar Petiros Mori Rav Agoy Mar Zekenizal, after the Petiro of my grandfather, Shekara Hashem L'Rov Ba'aretz. There was a famine in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see this a little bit later in the Shira as well. So his grandfather was Nifter Chalaf Aleph Shvat. So this was the Pesach right afterwards. Very shortly afterwards, there was a famine, and they didn't have any chitim that were Shomor Mishas Katsira. That was one problem. Now, the tshuva, Kuf Gimel, that the Halachas Ketanas is talking about, over there was referring to that... the oils in those days, whether it was shumshamin oil or whether it was shemen zayis, Shumshims, like poppy seed, whatever the oils were. The problem was, a lot of times chitim got mixed into it when it was cooking, and there was a shayla, even though it was batal, the tam was batal of the chametz, but when Pesach comes, sometimes, do we say chayzer veneer, it reawakens, and it's usser. That was the shayla. And the halachas ketanis, Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, said that the askamas of the rabbanim, the rabbim, was its usser, and because of that, einoichlin shemazayis v'leshel shumshimim, so what did they use to fry? They used fats, shuman. Now the problem was, now, so says Rabbi Moshe Chagiz, in that year there was a famine and there was no shuman around. So there was nothing to fry in. So, v'chassidim v'anshei ma'isa asher nizharim b'zeh, the chassidim v'anshei ma'isa who were careful about this, nimtzu b'tzar otzim, they had a lot of tzar. Ubiprat rabbanim hamuvakim, especially the rabbanim were for sure from the machmirim. Harishon sheberishon hamalach. Marenu Avram Yitzchaki, again, he's referring to his Rebbe, he calls him Amalek, Harishon, Varishon. He has some other Rabbanim there he mentioned as well. V'nichtivu Psakim, so they handled the Shal, Reb Psakim, Kedos Mal Asois. Uv'avaynoisai, so he must have wrote this later, because he's saying, he wrote this, he says, V'zoicherani, he says, I remember this. So when he wrote it years later, he says, I remember this, but then he says, I don't remember exactly what came out from it. He says, "Va'ikra d'dino le'yaven adaitan." He says, "The ikra thing when it happened, I really didn't pay much attention." Keitza also askama lemaisa bavur shaloi hayisi min ani's harm. I wasn't from those who were careful about it, so it wasn't negaya to me. Again, he was all of 17, 18 years old, and he wasn't. Could be his grandfather was nizer, but he personally wasn't nizer. So the shaila wasn't so negaya to him to hear the halacha lemaisa. So when he wrote about it later, he said, "I don't remember what they actually came out with." Now he got married. His wife was the daughter of Reb Rifo Mordechai Malchi, who was also his wife's sister, was married to Reb Chizkiya de Silva, the Pri Chadosh. I think her name was Chana. And Haraz Esim, right next to the Pri Chadosh's kever, is Chana Amonas Reb Chizkiya. That was his wife's sister. So there were two sons-in-law of Reb Rifo Mordechai Malchi. Now in Taf Nun Dalid, so Taf Nun Dalid was 1694. He left Eretz Yisrael and he went to Mitzrayim, he went to Egypt. Now, in that, again, the numbers are a little off. Why? In Akdama of Halachas Ketanis that we mentioned before, that he wrote in Taf Samach, which is 1700, so there he writes that it's about 10 years Hayoim ke eser shanim asher avanoise hisu esay mi beisaver etzmati that I've been wandering. So that would mean to say that he actually left in Tafnun in 1690. But at the same time, I found that in the Akdama to say for Eila Masse, when, as we see, we'll see at the end of the share, he's on his way back to Eretz Yisrael, he says, I left in Tafnun Dalet. So again, his years and numbers, I don't think were exact. Now, could be He left Yerushalayim and went somewhere else in the middle. Some want to say went to Tzfat first and then to Mitzrayim. It wasn't very clear to me. He went to Mitzrayim. Now there is a Chuvas that we have in Chuvas Marif. Marif was Rabbi Yaakov Faraji, who was the Rav of Alexandria. So there's a Chuvah over there about that Rabbi Moshe Chagiz saw that Motzei Pesach in Egypt they were makel and buying pas from a Goyish Balabayas. Pas palter is a goyish baker. There's a term for pas that's baked in a balabayas, a goyish house, a regular person. So that's not so poshut. The Beis Yosef is machmer. So he saw them and he was metamis. He wrote to the Rav and he says that if you hold its taka aser, he says, like it should be, he says, Alav hamalach alachris b'kal Rav. You have to announce it b'kal Rav, you know, to the kehila, to the city, that is aser. So that's a shaila we have that he wrote what he saw while he was there in Egypt. Now, why did he leave? There was two reasons that he left to go to Egypt. In a letter that the Rabbani Yerushalayim wrote to the Beis Din of Mitzrayim, and this is in the end of his sefer called Shever Poshim, there's a lot of letters over there from this tkufa, and they wrote as follows, Al Divris Eishes Chayil, about the situation of the Eishes Chayil, Harabonis Miriam, Bas Melochim, Harava Mufla B'Tayr B'Chasidus, Kaddish Yemer Loi, Mirin Rav Moshe Galanti. What happened? Her father, Rav Moshe Galanti, gave a certain amount of money in the hand of a certain gvir that he should do business with it, as a iska, as a business, and it was put in her name, his daughter's name, and the gvir would send every year the profits. But it's been 2 years that he stopped sending money. And now her father was nifter a few years earlier, 5 years earlier, and So she didn't have any money, so she got together some monies that she had, and she sent it to Tzvas over there that I guess she would purchase. She purchased something there, and they would send her the rent money. And that also dried up. Vein kol vein oyna vein kesef. There's no answer and there's no money. Ubiprat, as we mentioned before, b'shnei abitzurois ha'ela, in these years of famine. So this is taf nun dalet already. So her father was nifted taf mem tes. It's already been a few years that this has been an issue. There was a famine. Asher kol shoymin titano azneim. Anyone who hears about it, their ears should ring. He says, and there are many people who have a lot of chayvus. And even though they try to do work, kol shekein v'kal v'chaymer, a woman, kol kvuda pnima, how she can't go out and handle so much. So what did she do? She's sending her son. Asher kashala predasai. It's very hard for her to take leave of him. Kien zulasai. She has no one left. Her husband's nifter. Her father was nifter. And now her son is leaving. Val tachroitai. So they're sending to the Bez Yishalayim in Mitzrayim. I'm sorry, in Egypt. That was where the Gevir was, I think. That they should take care of this situation so the Maram Chagiz could come back. One of the signatures on there was his half-brother, the Maram Chaviv, Reb Moshe Ibn Chaviv, who was married to Reb Yaakov Chagiz's daughter from his first marriage. We had a share about the Maram Chaviv as well. Now, there's another letter that the Rabboni Mitzrayim wrote to Livornai in Italy. And this was in Taf Nun Vav. So this is 2 years later. And they talk about the Maram Chagiz. They say, Shaykir Alimud Yom V'Layla Yishvais. He was learning day and night. Behesker. He was there in that yeshiva. That's what they call the yeshiva's Beis Yaakov. His father's yeshiva that we talked about. Yeshiva's Beis Yaakov, where his father was the Rashiva to his Nifta, then the Maram Galanti took over. So Hagvirim, right before Viga V'achiv, the Gvirim, the Viga brothers are the ones who are miyased it. And they used to send money, and he was there, B'vis Midrash, Zilkanai, and his grandfather was the Rashiva there, the Ram Galanti. And then, Uchshen Nisbakish B'Yeshiva Shamayla, when his grandfather was Nifter, Nisdaldil, so the whole yeshiva started falling apart, because they stopped sending money. There was no money coming in anymore. And each person left, they write over there, to go earn a parnasa, so the whole yeshiva fell apart. And Gamma Yish Moshe, Ramosha Chagiz, Lenisha Loyama, Lismach, he didn't have what to rely on in Parnasa. So therefore, he had to leave his land to go out, number one, again, or I should say number two, number one, to find out about revitalize the yeshiva, maybe start it up again. And also, Aliske Harabonis, also he had this issue of his mother and her investment. So, Gamar Bedaita Lechas Machaneichem. So now he's leaving Egypt and he's going to Livorno. That's where the Viga brothers were. That's where the yeshiva originally, the idea came from the Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz. Kizois ha'isa reishis sibasai viki yotzias emaretz was really because of the yeshiva. So therefore, he's coming to your land now. He's coming to Livorno and they're asking them to please help out in revitalizing. There's another letter that it says, Va'ata beis medrash sagru dal saisa. They had to close the doors of the beis medrash. And an interesting thing, I didn't see anyone else bring this down. In that letter it says, Vein machmas k'niftara nevas beisai, v'yivasu levadai. It says his rabbitson was nifter, his wife was nifter, and he's left alone. So it seems she was nifter in Eretz Yisrael, I guess. It sounds like she was nifter in Eretz Yisrael, and the yeshiva closed down. And his mother's parnasa was lost, so Pashat, he needed to go leave to go take care of all these things. Now, but what happened was, in the meantime, some people who were against him from Yerushalayim wrote a letter against him, and they wrote that he's not right for it, and he makes machlaikis. I saw somewhere, I didn't see a klar, that they said he destroyed Tzvas, and he wants to destroy Yerushalayim, which would indicate maybe he went to Tzvas, but I couldn't find a klar in the letter that it said it exactly like that. But there was a letter against these letters that they quoted, that they said he's a machriv in Yerushalayim, and they said it's sheker v'chazav. So this letter came, don't let him do it, don't let him take over the yeshiva, don't let him do it. In the Hakdama to Halachas Ketanis, he talks about the people who went against him, very much Beremez and in a rhyme, and he writes, Miniture hai karta, hechrivu karta kadisha, from this city they destroyed the karta kadisha. Some say he's referring to this letter that came from Yishalayim. Others say he's referring to, there was some Gevirim in Levarnai who believed the letter, and that's what he was referring to. Now, the Rabbani Yerushalayim wrote a bunch of letters over there. You could see in the end of Shever Paishim over there, a bunch of letters where they say he's the one who's right to take over, and they talk about how great he is, and he's Mamala Makamaviv, and he's the one who should be running the yeshiva. But Lamaisa, the damage was done, and they weren't able to revitalize the yeshiva. Since he was a matzliach, his mother, I guess, was still back in Yerushalayim, but he started wandering around there. Once he was in Livorno and he didn't work, he wandered around Italy. And Askamas Talachas Ketanas in Livorno, you could see that they're dated Livorno 1702 and 1703. And in Elul of Tav Samach Gimel, he was in Venice and he printed the Sefer Or Kadmoin. He was a very big printer. He was involved in printing many Sfarim and Askamas of many Sfarim. Or Kadmoin to Rav David Ibn Zimra. And in Akdama there he says, Acharei Reyosi Kimoidi, I saw Hashem took care of me from when I was born. Gomel Alai Tavis, he gave me so many Tavis. Amarti says, Avkam Zeis Biyosi Bitzara, even though now I'm Bitzara, Esa Mashemut Alai, I'll still do what I need to do. And Shoa Makar Satayiv, and I'll print this Sefer. Baloi Siimi Meres Milati, I brought this manuscript from Yerushalayim. And he says, And mi Yitein Lahavi Halavai, I'll have the chance to print the four chalakim of tshuvas of Rav David Ibn Zimra, Ashiyesh Bevesi V'chemesai Bir HaKadosh, that I have in Yerushalayim, Me'agayin HaNizkar, Yosir Me'alofim, more than 1,000 or 2,000 of its alofim, Alpayim, Ksubi Mizeh Uzeh, 1,000 or 2,000 pages written on both sides. So he had that manuscript somehow, and he wanted to print it, and he signs it, Ho'eved HaTzoir, the Eved, the young one, Olu v'nivze, someone who's shamed, and mivuze, taylas, a worm, askufa drusa, that's being stepped on like askufa is like the thing before a door that you step on. So, as we'll see in the places I'll quote, you'll see how he talks about his saris that he had. In Tav Samach Dalid is when he printed the halachas katanas of his father. In Tshuva Shemesh Stokel, he wrote to Reb Shimshin Mor Purgoy, who is the Rav of Ancona, Italy, which is a little bit more north. Venice is like on the eastern seaboard, and this is more north, Ancona. Yeredeya and Chaf and Chaf Aleph, he writes him Shailas or Tshuvas from Venice. And those are in the years Tav Samach Dalet, Tav Samach Hei. And actually, not coincidentally, and Simon Chaf Aleph was actually written in Parshas Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avram, this week's Parsha. In Shnas Tov Samach Vav, so we're talking about 1706, he was in Prague, and he got Haskamis on his own sefer called Leket HaKemach, as we'll see in a moment, from Rav David Oppenheim, and from Avram Broide. Avram Broide writes, Yasher Yizgoyer Poi Kamechatzi Shana, he's been living here about a half a year, he's the Kankan Chodesh Malayosh, and a new barrel full of old Torah. And he writes, Avram Broide writes, that even though it's many years, HaKfar HaYomim HaShachti Yodi, Shaloi Litei Chasimasi, I don't give Askamas anymore. He says, B'yodi V'makira Kamina, but this one I know him well. U'vizei Yotzasi Chutz L'Gidri, so I'm going out of my normal boundaries. Shaloyale B'leiv Adam, I don't want anyone to think, Shu Kishar Oiver V'shav, he's just like another passerby that came through here, who says, give me, like he's another collector. So he says, no, you should realize who he is. He's a gadol, and umamali makam avoysav, he's the one umamali makam avoysav. So very strong haskama that he got from Rav Avram Broide. He also has haskama from Rav Wolf Shapiro. Rav Wolf Shapiro is the son of Rav Aaron Shimon Shapiro, a brother of the El Yeraba. We talked about the Shapiros by the El Yeraba. Now it's a very interesting thing. If you take a look at the Sefer Lekat HaKemach, and you look at all of the Haskamas, there's a blank space in almost every Haskama in front of his name. So if you go further, it says, Amar HaMagia. The Magia says, Yan Ze Moshe, Ish Moshe Ma'oid Shval Ruach. The author, Reb Moshe Hagiz, is a big anav. He commanded me that if the printers want to put in the Haskamas, if they want to put it in, they should do me a favor and take out all the titles they wrote about me. It's much too much. I'm not happy with it. So says this, the one who was the Magia, the one who put it together, he said, I did what I could, because by the time he told me that, the Mesadri Oisiois, the one, the printing press, they had to set up the letters, they already set everything up. So for them now to take out things and then, you know, realign it, it's not like on the computer, it does it by itself, so it was much too much work. Everything was set up already. So that's why they just took it out, and that's why Hinichu HaMakom Chalak, they left it blank. This is the space of Eloika Mimal, of this tzaddik. This is where the titles were, and this shows his anivus. Very interesting thing. In the years Tav Samech Zayin to Tav Ayin Gimel, so we're talking about 1707 to 1713, he was in Amsterdam. In Tav Samech Zayin, he printed his sefer Lekat HaKemach. In Nakdom, he says, it's already a long time, because I was had this yoke of wandering and of moving, I took off from me Liman HaTalmud. I wasn't able to learn so well. He says, but I had a Tanchumim. Sifrei Kodesh Mitshuvah Shenischad Shemikarav. I wasn't able to learn Gemara, Talmud, but I was able to learn the new Tshuvah Svarim that have been come out recently. And other Svarim that were before that as well. He says, they were Shashui Nafshi. They were things that I enjoyed very much. He says, but the problem was, I would learn it, and I would see a psak, or I'd see a halacha, mar lishmayer mar labed. It would go, I would hear it, and I would lose it. So I decided, he said, liknos lichaver, to acquire for myself a friend. Like it says in the Mishnah, uknei lichachaver, ukana lichachaver, the pen, the kana should be your friend. So what did I do? I started writing down a mafteach. Anytime I have a shiloh, or a halacha, or a psak, I would say, oh, I saw it in the sefer, this is what he says. He says, "Vayven shalos biyadi mafteach nachin." He says, "So I have now mafteach that when I need one of the normal common dinim mashchichi, I open it up. Sefer haleket hazeh is a leket; it's a compilation of different svarim, and I open it up and I can find exactly what I'm looking for." So that's what leket hakamach is. It's a compilation of the Al Pi Shulchan Aruch of different svarim of the time and what they paskin. He says, I called it Lekach HaKemach, number one, Al Shemi. HaKemach HaGed is like HaKotan Moshech HaGiz. V'shem HaPulo, and also because of what it is. Because HaKeire Yatzebe Kemach. You're going to take what's here and you'll make it into Kemach, meaning, and you will be able to learn it and do something with it. And then he says, if you find any mistake, he says, I ask you, Yisrael B'hadavar Baruch Galusi V'reichav Tzaratzai. You should realize, my galus has been a long time, and all the tzaras that I have, and because of that, there might be mistakes. Okay. In the same year, he printed the Sefer Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes was an answer to someone asked him about Kedushas, Eretz Yisrael, and Zman Hazeh. And while he was talking about it, he talked about the assimilation and people trying to be like the Goyim in Amsterdam in those days. And he talked about how the Mevazeh, Mishalachim, that come from Eretz Yisrael, a lot of Musar he gives in there. He went off topic. Now, the people in Amsterdam, the rich people, were very upset about this. So they went to two of the Chachamim, and on Yud Tes Tevis of Tov Samaches, now I actually saw a copy of this letter, was written actually in Portuguese, they asked reading the Sefer Svas Emes, and they said that no one's allowed to look at it. If you have a sefer, you have to bring it to the Ant Chavrei HaMaimed. There was like this board. You got to bring it to them. And no one's allowed to print it, and not only that, and you can't send it to Chutz Laretz, or out of the city, and not only that, if Maram Chagiz wants to print any other sefer again, he first has to get approval from this Maimed, to check it out. Now he himself writes in his sefer, Mechama LaHashem, Daf Mem, when he's fighting against the Shabtai Tzvinix, he writes, Usifrei Svas Emes Asartem, you answered my sefer Svas Emes, the sefer Amakul Azeki Amtem, and this cursed sefer from Nehemiah Chiyun, the Shabtai Tzvi person, he says, that you kept. So he spoke about that. In Tav Samaches, he printed the sefer Zevach Shlamim from his Zayda Maram Galanti. Now he was involved in it. There was a Meshulach, Rabbi Yosef HaKayin, who was a Talmud of Ram Galanti, who was there in Amsterdam, and he helped him out in the printing. And he says at the end, he says, the Maram Chagiz writes, he says, I can't do this myself. Why? Because I'm like a tzipur, that is like a bird that's wandering around, mi medina le medina, from country to country, mishchuna le shchuna, shana achar shana, again, you see, wandering and wandering. Now that same Talmud, in the same year, together they printed something called the Adras HaKadoshos. And these were tefillas, to say at certain mekaymes HaKadoshim. And in Akdama, he talks about, first of all, the Zayar, because he quotes a lot from the Zayar there. And he writes, and that was a big issue at the time, everything I've written, utamsis, hanimsis, vamtachti, is what I have in my bag, Miksivas Hagayna Kaddish Mar Zakeni. In other words, he had this Kabbalah stuff from his Zayda, the Maram Galanti, and clearly he understood what he was referring to. And then he says, I'm having Rabbi Yosef HaKayin, the Talmud of my Zayda, print it. Lischis Bahem Rabbanan, to be Mazaka the Rabbanan, which Rabbanan? Hahochim Kfuras Rachel Imenu, they go to Kever Rachel 3 times a year. When are the 3 times? Bimei Evla, in the days of her mourning. When does Rachel mourn? Excuse me, from Shivasar B'Tamas into Tisha B'Av, she mevaka al-Bonel. In Chodesh El, excuse me, and in Aseres Mechuva, that they go there, kedei lo'er b'vchi, tischanen lifnei b'ira, to be ma'ira her, that she should cry and daven to the Rabbi Nishalel. That's one place they go, and that's these tefillahs are for them. And another place is to the kvura of Shmuel Hanavi, Bilal Petiras, and his yard side, Chav Ches Iyar. They stay there a whole night. And at Chatzais, they're boichim mitzayakim agulas galusam shal Yisrael. In Taf Ayin Aleph, he gave Haskama to print the Tshuvas Rama, and he signs it. Koy divrei hamalachich ofer raglei chachmei Yisrael hamitim. These are the words of one who licks the offer, the dust of the feet of true chachmei Yisrael. So here already you see that he's getting nervous about people who are not up to his standards of chachmei Yisrael, hamitim. Umekavel alis l'tzion berina, the one who was hoping to go up to tzion berina, choysim poi oirach b'Amsterdam. So here he signs as a guest in Amsterdam. Now, in his Sefer Melcham al Hashem, Amud Chav Zayin, there's a letter. And the letter says as follows, letter that was written about him. B'sheini b'Shabbos Tes Tamus. On a Monday, Tes Tamus Nas Tov Ayin Gimel. Hine bo heina ish zoki Nechemya Chia Chiyun. This older man, Nechemya Chiyun, came, a Svardi from Tzvas. Vayhi b'voyay, and once he came here, Iskare b'duva, the bear started up with him, v'kataragla, he made problems. Who's that bear? Hu Moshe Chagiz Shezeh, kama shonim u'mizgar b'mokam hazeh, kareach li es oiver. He's like a guest over here. He's been here. Umisabariv loy 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 to shemra love, and he started a fight with someone who has nothing to do with him, and just to be mighty shemra. Vayidvarovim arav kak Ashkenazim, and he already spoke to the rav of Ashkenazim. That's the Chacham Tzvi. We spoke about this in the Chacham Tzvi share. Vayilu v'chazur upana, and then he went from house to house. They went to the rav of the Svardim. Now the rav of the Svardim backed him, and that was and then at the end, Ramesh backed Nechemya Chiyun, and Ramesh Chagiz went fire. He was one of them that he went fire against him, and he went from house to house. And he told them, "Vivtichem shavi rais." He told everyone he's going to bring proofs that he's a not good Nechemya Chiyun. And they write in parentheses, "Vadayin lohivim." He hasn't brought the proofs. Kizet darke b'chomokem ashador chafragloi hetziv avis albonim v'gover selam achloikis. This is what he does wherever he goes. He makes trouble, fathers and sons, and he makes machloikis. So they were very upset at him. In akdama to techachas megula, so Ramay Shragiz writes, "Amar haminiach shekal megamis pineinu biyam rishayim." Over there he writes Mamish and he goes through Nechemya Chiyun Sefer and he proves it wrong. Now he says, I didn't really want to get into this. I didn't want to get into talking about what his sheet is in Amuna, our sheet in Amuna, because it makes problems. He said, in the beginning, the reason we did this, Laila Kavod, I didn't do it for Kavod, not for Kina V'Sina, Rak L'Hotem Achatayim and Arts. I wanted to get rid of those sinners from the land. Ubeprat Ados B'nei Belial, especially those B'nei Belial that have been here since Tav Chav V'Av, Adayoy Mazeh, and that's referring to Shabsei Tzvi. And that's the machlaikas. He made a big machlaikas over there in Amsterdam, and because of that, he had to leave Amsterdam. The Chamsui also had to leave Amsterdam because of that. And from there, he went to London. And from London, he continued his mochama with printing svarim and letters against the Rav of the Svardish Rav, against the Chemi Chiyun, and against anyone who stood up for them. And he has a sefer Mechama Lashem, Cherev Lashem that he printed there, Shever Poshim. There's a sefer written by Rabbi Yosef Irgas, which went through this. That's the sefer actually that goes through the sefer of Nechemya Chiyun back and forth. And but the Maram Chagiz writes a hakdama to it. And the sefer is called Techachas Megula VaHatzad Nachash. And he writes a hakdama to it. He continued his campaign against the Shabsai Tzvi factions. And from there, afterwards, from London, he went to Hamburg and Altoona, which is near Hamburg, the cities of Ehu. And in Tuf Pei Beis, he was already in Altoona. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Megillah Sefer, writes a story as follows. He writes that Someone came. Now you have to just see the map. Minsk is what it's today, Belarus, almost by Russia. Hamburg and Altoona is northeast Germany, and Emden is northwest Germany. So from Hamburg to Minsk is, I don't know, 1,400 kilometers, a long way. From Hamburg to Altoona, maybe 400 kilometers, a shorter distance, 200 something. It's shorter, not as long, but it's a far way. So someone came all the way from Minsk to Emden. So we're talking about 2,000 kilometers, I don't know, very far away. And they came and they said there's a big zeir against the Yidden in Minsk. They had a letter written from the Rabbanim and from the leaders. And if they collect enough money, they'll be able to be paid to the city of Minsk. Back of Emden Shmek, something was wrong. Now, people from that area used to come to Hamburg, but they didn't make it all the way to Emden. So he says, I sent the letter that they had showed me a la post. I sent it by mail to Altoona, liyadid ayavi, liyad ayavi haneman, chacham chagiz alav ashalom. And sometimes there's Anshe Lita there who would maybe recognize some of the names on this letter. And maybe to see if it's true. He says, Vatatish madvara pella. Says your back event, listen what happened. He says, because it was actually a Parnas Echad from Minsk that was there. And his name was actually signed on this letter. And he punked came to Altoona at that time. Now that person was rich at one time in Minsk. And then he lost his money, and because of that, he had never been to Germany in his life. And because of that, he had to leave Minsk and go to Germany. And he punked came that week that I sent this letter, Vayamay Nivel, and he was astounded. And he says, that's a forgery. He says, that's not my, I didn't sign it. And not only that, he says, I wouldn't know if there's a gzera. He says, when I got this answer, he says, Bank of Emden, I got it back from Chagiz, Vivasura Mea Moira Hanifla. He says, Mamash, an unbelievable story. That what did Hashem do? La Sili Ish Misaifa Ilam. Hashem made a person move from one end of the world to the other, Levarer Hashek. Now, in Tuf Pei Tes, there's a tshuva in Shelis Yaivitz, Chelik Aleph, Simon Lama Gimel. And there, the Maram Chagiz writes to him, Ime Yusi Tari Shesh Bidaiti Lisa Laretz Melati Yirah Kodesh. He says, I'm very busy because I have in mind I want to leave and we'll go back to Eretz Yisrael. He actually signs that letter, Moshe Zeira, the small Moshe, the Yerushalayim. From Yerushalayim, Chagiz. So the Yaivitz answers him, and he talks about his troubles. The Yaivitz answers him and says, Al Yosem Adam Eliboy, my master, you shouldn't pay attention, main biyodim shalvas arishayim, that you don't have such shalva, you don't have peace. Daila Evelias Karabai, the Rabbi Nisham's like that as well. Saif Hakava Lavai. And you see what they have, the Yaivitz refers to him. Vanoichi offer veifer. I'm offer veifer under you. Akein zachalti vira, so I'm trembling. Haloy adoini chacham kemalach alikim. So that's how the Yaivitz refers to him, just again to put into perspective who Ramesh Chagiz was. In Taf Pei Vav, there was actually a letter that he wrote, I think to the Yaivitz, a letter to write, I remember, it's in Teres HaKnois, about Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, because again, that was part of the Shabbosai Tzvi, that generation of people learn Kabbalah and through things like that. So we spoke about it in the Sharon Rebbeinu and Eibeshitz as well, and Maran Chagiz continued with his Mulchamas against these types of things. So he writes over there about Rebbeinu and Eibeshitz. We said Rebbeinu and Eibeshitz got up in Shul, and he said he's not part of that cut, and so on and so forth, and he writes about that, the Maran Chagiz, I think to Rebbeinu of Emden, that he's not so sure. I know Rebbeinu did this, but he's not so sure. We'll have to see. Time will tell. So that's something else he was involved in. In the year Tav Tzadi, Tes Cheshvan, 1729, he started his Mocham against the Ramchal. And we talked about that in the Shir on the Ramchal. We're not going to go into it by Barichos, but that went on, I think, for like 7 years, together with the Rav of Ehud, the Knesset Yecheskel, and that was also part of the Maram Chagiz's Mocham against anyone who was doing Madna things in Kabbalah and things like that. Okay, in Tav Tzadi Gimel, he printed his tshuvas called Shtei Halechem. Shtei Halechem. In the end of the Sefer, go all the way to the end, there's Askama from the Pnei Yeshua. And it says over there that Askama only came to them when they were finishing up the Malacha. And V'hayo V'adam Mechabe Mekayma, so he writes, Ram Chagiz, well, a person is what makes the place a Kavadik. So if the Pnei Yeshua's Askama is at the end of the book, the end of the Sefer, so that's a chash of a place. He says, Kilu Baba Rishayna, so Mamela, it's Kilu, it came in the beginning. Now, the Pnei Yeshua writes about him, Risi Lechad Mibnei Aliyah, he calls him Echad Mibnei Aliyah, Kichad Mikam Mibidara, like one of in the generation. I don't know if there's anyone else who can give musa like him. How can I be made on him? Could a katan be made al gadol? Again, just to put into perspective how the gedolim viewed him. Rekiv Emden, the Pnei Yeshua. We had before Rav Rambraidir, David Oppenheim. So, how the gedolim viewed him as one of the gedolim. In the same year, in Tav Tzadi Gimel, he printed a sefer Mishnas Chachamim on the Midas Shatara Niknas Behen. Now it's interesting, in the Akdama to the Sefer there, he talks about, he says, I came to Ha'adun Hamelumen Hagadol Hamufla, someone, a very learned person. And the person, Chashkei Basifis Kol Sifrei Chochma V'Amada, who gathers together all types of books. Ha'arehu Adarshin HaMefursam, Hamburg, he's the someone who's Mefursam, very famous in Hamburg. Who is he? Ha'professor, Dr. Yochanan Christoph Wolf. Johann Christoph Wolf was a big chacham, a gaisha chacham in those days. And he says, now it's interesting, in the first printing it has it in big letters, Yochanan Christoph Wolf. In the later printings they took out his name in Gansen. They might even take out the whole piece, I don't remember, but for sure his name is gone. The censors took it out and then it's not there anymore. But he writes around Chagiz, he took me up to his attic, and he has thousands of svarim there from all different nations. He says, not only svarim that were already printed, Kol Sifrei Bnei Amenu HaKadmoinim, many of the early svarim from us, real svarim, Tairidika svarim, Shem Biksav Yad, manuscripts that were never printed, he himself tries, works very hard to get them, Moitzi Hain Rav Kidei Liyos Bevesai, and he spends a lot of money, Beves Kenazov, that he should have it in his library. And he says, interesting there, a thing there, he says, I saw a Mikra Gadol Gabi Klaf, I saw a Chumash that was written on Klaf, real old, more than 1,000 years old, he says. He says, and it's written a pasuk and then the targum, a pasuk and the targum. But the interesting thing he says is, when it comes to the Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya, it's written with 3 yuds. You know, we write it today sometimes with 2 yuds. It was written with 3 yuds. And then he says, there was another chumash that I saw very similar, and it was written with 3 yuds, but the way the 3 yuds were written was like a upside down segel, a yud on top and then 2 yuds under it. He says, and the Maram Chagiz, if you look over there in Akdama, he explains why it is like that. Number one, 3 yuds is Gematria 30, the Shem Havaya is 26, plus 4 letters is 30, and he has some other things, Psukim and Zachin, the whole reason why 3 yuds, and why it's written like that upside down segel. A very interesting thing over there. Now, he himself, this Johann Christopher Wolf, he was a bibliographer, and he has and he wrote the names of Svarim, what they're about, and he has 3 volumes of it. And in his 3rd volume, I actually found it on Google Books. I actually found the exact Maram Hakaimis. He has 5 pages on the Maram Chagiz Svarim, all different svarim, and there's a it's all in German, and there's Rav Moshe Chagiz ben Yaakov, and he has it in Hebrew, and it's hard to see it over here, but and at the end he writes about him, and he says at the end, I translated into German, but he says, from my talking to him, on page 755, I can't read this, but the translation is, I see that he's very smart, and he's a yashar, and he knows the Jewish law, and he knows many and their history, and many different languages. So he seems, he talked to him, and he was very impressed with him. Not that we need his impressions, but that's what he writes. Now, in his Sefer, Eila Masei, it talks about the Irak Kodesh Yerushalayim, the Harabayis, the Kaisel, Harazesim. They always bring for Raya, which is the Kaisel? Is it the Kaisel of Harabayis, or the Kaisel of the Azara? He's one of the big Rayas, and talks about it. He talks about the Ram Galanti used to go to the Kaisel every Erev Pesach and learn Masechta Pesachim, every Erev Yom Kippur learns Masechta Yuma. So, in Akdama, he talks about himself going back to Eretz Yisrael, Vigiyani, and it came time for me now, Leparshas Eila Masei, by travels, the leches v'loshev al mekaymi harishain, and at the end of the sefer, he signs it, Haminiach es beisai. He calls himself Haminiach, as we know, but here he says, Haminiach es beisai, the one who's leaving his house, v'hoylech liknoi shvisa be'er elikim, to go live in the era of Hashem. In the year Tav Tzadi Zayin, in his haskama to a sefer called Histarus Melech HaNegev Melech HaTzafain, he signs it, Haminiach es beisai, v'hoylech liknoi shvisa be'er gedoyla, shel chachamim eretz meiladeti, asher ifsa likvura, that nis'ave Moshe Zira, the Yerushalayim Chagiz. To the place, Eretz Meiladeti, where I wanted to be buried, desired to be buried, Moshe Zira, the Yerushalayim Chagiz. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Sefer, in Megillah Sefer, page 122, he talks about when they left, when he left Altoona, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was living there at the time, Uprat beis nasa mizel eretz hakdosha kidmu panav. He knows it was a Sephardi, he lived amongst Ashkenazim, and they came to him, b'doyreis and matanois, and with many presents, u'pirish mem b'kavod gadol, and he left them with great kavod. Now, in the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, ois mem, amud kuf tes, there's a tshuva that the Ram Chagiz wrote, and he wrote, he says, Omar haminiach, kol boishar yodi, everyone knows, eimin ani al eim aderech loshev, I'm on the road to go back to Eretz Yisrael, v'nayayim chad kara ara, I have 1 foot on land, v'chad amavra, one on the boat, v'sifri ha-poiskim rishonim gam achreinim ein amiti. So it almost sounds like that he was already traveling, he was on the road when he wrote this tshuva. I don't have the poiskim v'lei benim tzoyim poi, and where I am, I don't have them. So he had already left at this time when he wrote this tshuva. Now, the Shem HaGedolim, the Chida writes, v'yakarav l'nun shanim b'chutz laretz, he was close to 50 years in chutz laretz, uvishnas tov tzadiches b'letzidayin, in tov tzadiches, which is 1738, he came to Tzidayin, which is in Lebanon, and then, v'acharkach eze shanim ha'isim nuchasim b'arakadish Tzvas, and then he was in Tzvas, v'herich yamim karav l'tishim shana. Now, if he left in Taf Nun Dalid, so it's only 44 years to Taf Tzadiches. If he left in Taf Nun, we mentioned this before, it's 48 years. Now, again, it depends which Sefer of his you looked in. I don't know if the Chidon knew it exactly either, but he was close to 50 years, but he says it was in 1738 that he arrived in Lebanon, and then a few years later, we don't know where he went. Did he go to Yerushalayim Taka, which he sounded like he wanted to? Then he ended up in Tzfas. But now the Chidon says, V'herich Yamim Karv Letishim Shana. And he lived close to 90 years. So if he was born in 1672, so that's like 1760, is close to 90 years. Which would mean to say that he was, you know, 20 years in Tzfas. It is interesting, we have no, it doesn't seem anyone has any record of him being in Tzfas for those 20 years. Like, he dropped off the map. And even if he was in Yerushalayim, we don't have a record from him. Anything after that. We don't know much, anything after him saying that he's going back, except from this Chidah. But according to that, he was Nifter Be'erich in the year 1760. This is Reb Moshe Chagiz, the author of the Mishnas Chachamim. Zchuso Yogin Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.